You are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. At the beginning of April, three ASYUP interns had the opportunity to attend Aspen Shorts Fest in Aspen due to a generous collaboration with Aspen Film. They attended a film screening, Q&A with filmmakers, and then had the honor of conducting an exclusive backstage interview with members of the Classroom 4 film team. Later on, you will hear our interns' interview with the film team. Stay tuned. The film Classroom 4 follows a course taught inside a prison involving students from a nearby college as well as incarcerated students about the history of crime and punishment in the U.S. Those three interns are in the studio with me right now to talk about their experience. Would you all mind just introducing yourselves, telling us your name and where you go to school?
My name is Zenobia and I am a junior at Glenwood Springs High School.
I am Charlie and I am a senior at Glenwood Springs High School.
My name is Kaden, and I am a freshman at Glenwood Springs High School.
Thank you all so much for joining me in the studio today. I was wondering if you could describe the experience of attending Aspen Film and watching the Shorts Fest screening. Had you ever done anything like that before?
I had went to Shorts Fest the previous year, but only was able to go to one program. I took full advantage of being able to go to Shorts Fest this year. I must have went to at least 70% of the programs. It was great being able to get to see all of those, especially as an aspiring filmmaker, to get a lot of inspiration for some things that I want to make.
So this was my first time going to Shorts Fest, and not only was it really cool to see all of the creative projects that everyone had done, but to be able to talk with the filmmakers and people that were a part of one of the films was just really, really cool. So, yeah.
I thought it was a great experience. I've never been to the Shorts Fest before, but it was a really great experience, and I really enjoyed interviewing and talking to all of the people who were a part of Classroom 4, and Classroom 4 is a really, really, really awesome film, so I'm really thankful that I got to see it.
And what did you all take away from this experience, or what did you learn while you were there?
I feel like something that I took away from this experience was having the opportunity to hear everyone's different perspective on like prisons, and you know, even just watching the film, learning that so many people have such a big voice and such like a strong opinion, and it's like really important to hear those things. So I feel like I learned about how everyone is like, I feel like everyone is so different, but all the same at once.
I could definitely feel that we were all the same, because they seemed a little nervous as we were interviewing them. And I felt that same kind of nervousness. And it was their first press junket, at least for that movie. I can't remember if it was like their first ever. This reminded me that we're all also similar.
During the experience, I took away just a lot of new perspectives on how people in incarceration feel about prisons and people outside feel about them. And it's very different from many stereotypes that are placed on people that are incarcerated.
I just want to say thank you to the Classroom 4 team for talking to us, and I'm really glad I got to experience speaking with people from this short film, because I took away a lot from it, and I think it was a really important conversation, and I'm really glad it's going to be on the radio.
I hope everybody goes out and supports independent film when they can.
I'm just super appreciative for the filmmaker and the teacher and the formerly incarcerated student for sharing their perspectives, because I think it's stuff that all of us should hear at some point.
Now let's hear the interview that we recorded live at Aspen Shorts Fest.
We hope you enjoy it.
I want to first off say thank you all so much for joining us on this exciting interview today. I want you all to please introduce yourself and your role in the film Classroom 4, please.
Nick, or Yogi in there, and I was one of the former inmates.
My name is Reiko Hillier. I'm a professor at Lewis and Clark College, and I teach the Inside Out class.
My name is Eden Wormfeld, and I'm the director and one of the producers on the film.
Can you briefly describe the premise of this film, please?
An award-winning history professor teaches a class on the history of crime and punishment in the United States to a classroom with half students from a liberal arts college and half students from a prison in Portland, Oregon.
Okay, this is a good one. What was the inspiration behind this film?
I have had the great fortune of having had some incredible teachers in my life, and I knew that Reiko was an incredible teacher and that that is a huge gift of hers because she and I have known each other since childhood. And I'd been hearing about this class for a very long time. And I really wanted to make something that celebrates excellent teaching because I've been the beneficiary of how that experience in a classroom can change the direction of your life. And based on what she'd been telling me over a decade, I knew that there was magic happening in that room, and I hoped that we could capture it and make it into something that we could share more broadly that would exist outside the four walls of Classroom 4.
So, Nick and Reiko, what was your first reaction when you learned that you would be part of this film?
My first reaction to this was amazement, I mean, more or less, because I didn't know that it was going to go from where it went to where we are today. When I had gotten the news of it, it was just like, how do I get there? What steps do I have to take to get there? And, you know, with working with my parole officer, with my job, with, you know, just everything that I have going on in Oregon, they were all on board for it. And they're like, you need to go. So I started making arrangements with Lewis and Clark College to let them know that I can go and what are the next steps. And, you know, I've just been in awe this whole week. Just, I mean, this smile has not gone away, you know, this whole week. So I am very grateful to be part of this.
Wow. Yeah. How do you feel about seeing your story on screen?
Oh, it gets me every time. I mean, it is a very, very moving experience to be in that space, to be witness to and maybe facilitate, be a part of the connections that are happening across these social categories that we think are so fixed and that we take for granted and kind of, you know, move our bodies and thinking around in the world according to a narrative. And from the very first wagon wheel, the walls begin to crumble down immediately. And the ease with which people can find that connection across boundaries they've been taught to observe is an experience I wanted other people to see. They might not have the actual experience of having that encounter, but the possibility that it can be so easy and so fruitful and beautiful and healing, I think might change some people's minds. Not in any particular political direction necessarily, but just to rethink assumptions that they've had before. So I'm happy to have the chance of sharing that.
Nice. Since you've started teaching, has your perspective on incarcerated stereotypes shifted?
Not really. I mean, I didn't happen to hold what I'm calling those, like, the most extreme stereotypes, I don't think. I think we all sort of inherit beliefs or habits or attitudes without necessarily wanting to. But I think that what I did learn was just how deeply most people who are incarcerated want to grow and change and find meaning, just like any of us. None of us wants to be frozen at our worst moment and told that we will never be anything beyond that, right? Yeah. And so I think that deep intention is something that was not necessarily surprising to me, but something that was incredibly disarming and moving and I think important politically. I think something else that was really interesting was how a lot of incarcerated students really, who want to be holding themselves accountable and want to live a meaningful, purposeful life, will often, because of that willingness to take responsibility, will refer to their being there as the result of their choices and their mistakes. And one of the things that I think has been really transformative for me is the power of teaching history so that people can put their own individual choices in a bigger context and understand that you can hold both at the same time. You can hold yourself responsible for your life and still understand that your choices may have been limited because of a long history of structures that stacked the cards against you, you know? And that's something that I've witnessed, like in real time, people who are incarcerated struggling with that. I don't want to be a victim. I take responsibility for, you know? And it's like, yes, and, you know, so can we peel back, as one of the students in the class says, Alicia, both the micro and the macro. And I think that's what this class does so well, because you're using the synthesis of the lived experience with an understanding of something broader than that, right? And so you've got both of those things put together.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really empowering. And thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how do you feel about seeing your story shared on screen?
At first, I think it was a little, it was very emotional because I was looking at how I looked on that film, and I looked nervous. I looked scared. I looked like, what did I get myself into, and why did I put myself in this position just to feel some kind of intimidation or feel like I was going to be judged? And, I don't know if you noticed towards the end of it, that look was gone. Like it was like, I'm worrying over nothing. You know, the people that came in were so wonderful. And the ability to talk to somebody that wasn't in blue and hearing the same stories day in and day out, and just, you know, you just kind of rolling your eyes through the day and just hoping that tomorrow will start sometime soon. But as far as my reaction to it, I mean, it was emotional for me because it was just all the remembrances of those little moments that I got to share with everybody that was in that class. And then even some of the fellow AICs that were in there with me, seeing how some of them have grown and the communication that I still have with a few of them today. Some of them were expressing that, like, you are so lucky to be going to Colorado. There, you know, it's just like I said, man, I'm stealing all over it. I mean, it's been a great experience. You know, I haven't really processed the whole deal yet, and I don't think I will until probably on my way back to Oregon. You know, when it finally hits me. But yeah, just seeing myself up there looking like a scared duck, you know, and from where I am today, you know I made the right decision.
Well, I thought it was really inspirational towards the end of the film when you said, I don't know exactly what you said, but you said something about how you're happy you took this offer to do this class, but you're also like regretful because it's something that's like something else that's going to be taken away. And I was just curious, what do you think the main thing you gained from being in classroom for 15 weeks? And how did you reflect on it once you were out?
Taking the class for me was the ability for me to communicate with people from outside of the prison. Like I was telling you just a little while ago, when you talk to somebody in blue in there, it's usually about the same thing over and over and over and over again. I mean, if you've seen the movie Groundhog Day, you kind of get the gist of it. So by taking this class, you know, at first it was, you know, am I going to be judged or not? And incarceration, you don't get a whole lot as it is to begin with. You are given the minimum of everything. And you have to really work your way up to even be able to get into one of these classes. And so getting in there and talking with these students from outside gave me the courage to really look at what my life was going to be like when I got out, because I didn't have a whole lot of that other than communication with my family about more or less the same things day in and day out. You didn't really know what the rest of the world was doing. And so you just get put into that little box of yours because it's safe. You know, you don't worry about, you know, who's running for president or who's doing this or who's doing that, because you don't care. It doesn't apply to you. And listening to everybody in there and them sharing very personal and intimate things about their lives and their situations gave me something to look forward to, because it was like, oh, I can have a conversation with somebody when I get out. I will be able to, you know, work with this person or that person, and it's not as scary as it seems. You know, it really changed my outlook for when I got out, because I still didn't know what I was going to do. And being afforded this opportunity opened up so many more doors. So I am, again, still so grateful, Reiko. You have no idea, you know, how much this class and my professor right here meant to me and will carry the rest of my life.
This one is for Eden. Were there any moments during filming, you know, as a director, you're going through all of the footage and you're only picking the best of the best. What was like a scene or a shot or a moment that you were like, this has got to be in here. This is what makes it.
Well, as you can imagine, there was a lot of material and we knew that it had to be as short as possible. I, in fact, really wanted it to be even shorter than it is. So we tried so many things to get it down shorter. And I felt that what we learned from the inside students and many of the things that they shared in that room, it really blew me away. And those were the tent poles for me. I wanted the context of the class being a history class to be true and to be present. And I felt like Reiko was our guide and that is the through line. But as you witnessed, the class is both a history class, but it's also an experience of two different groups of people coming together, learning from each other and interacting. And that interaction was also this very unique experience for everyone in the room. So those were things that I wanted conveyed. And I think that the process was what conveys it best, what is too much, what is too little. You know, again, in trying to make it shorter, at one point we had it down to 28 minutes and I was like, we've ruined it. Like, it's just gutted, right? So, you know, the process is, I mean, I love it. It's what I do, but it's never easy. And there were, you know, we have this expression, you kill your babies, in the editing room. There were things that we would have loved to have had in there that didn't make it, because it just, we were like, we've got enough and we just need to let go of that. And maybe it'll be used in some other way at some other time.
For Nick, what is one thing you hope audiences, after seeing this, can understand about you?
I don't necessarily think that I'm asking or wanting anyone to understand anything about me. I think I'm wanting them to understand the situation of the prison systems and how incarceration affects people in a million different ways. Is it the right fit? Is the timeline the right time? There are so many things that can go on with that. I just want people to realize that you go in as an individual or a human, and you are treated like an animal for the time that you're in there. Once you come back out, you have to adjust from being a caged individual to the open world again. It's not an easy thing for everyone to do, and that's why so many people wind up going back, because they can't handle the pressures. You know, I think Joey explained that pretty well for himself. And Alicia even had said that, you know, just because you have an addiction problem, that you can be outside of those prison walls. I want people to see that we are still human. You know, we still have value. We still have meaning in this life. I mean, there's a reason why they're letting us out, you know, and there's a reason why I, you know, continue to move forward every day. I don't look back. I know where I came from. But that doesn't mean that I have to carry it on my shoulders anymore. You know, I just want people to see, you know, we bleed the same. And that we have a story just like everyone else.
All of the other inside students, it surprised me how eloquently they could describe their experiences and how they felt. What do you hope sticks with people after viewing the film?
I can't really say it better than Nick, I suppose. But I hope that people will be moved by those relationships and just begin to question some of their assumptions. If they are people who tend to be more politically engaged or civically engaged, I hope they start to consider those issues in more depth instead of just accepting, you know, the narratives that we inherit.
I agree with Reiko. Nick said it perfectly. But I hope that there's a lot of aha moments for people, that their paradigm can shift. I know I learned a lot, and I hope people take something away that they can carry forward in a positive way.
I just want to thank you all. I really enjoyed hearing what you said, and I thought it was really empowering. So, yeah.
I just want to say the part of the film where everyone was sharing really, really personal stories, it really got to me. And when you just said, "You're so brave and I'm so proud of you," that, like, I sobbed because it's so important. And I talk about mental health a lot. That's my podcast. And it's really important that people share their stories because it makes such a difference. And you can see it, like, in your faces at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, it made such a difference. And, like, me sharing my story and everyone sharing their stories and their personal experiences is truly so important. And that's why I think this film is so important, because it gives people an amazing insight on people who don't always have the opportunity to give that insight. So thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to that interview with the Classroom 4 film team. Caden would like to share an exciting announcement about the film.
Classroom 4, directed by Eden Wormfeld, was the winner of the Best Documentary at Aspen Shorts Fest 2025. Here's what the jury had to say about it. Remarkable for its bold and truthful exploration and confrontation of the prison industrial complex and its effect on all of us, both inside and out, this film is a testament to human resilience, courage, and hope. We hope it causes us all to thoughtfully consider the reform of this system. I'm Caden.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zenobia. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. You just heard an interview from Aspen Shorts Fest that we conducted with a filmmaker, teacher, and student about the film Classroom 4. Thank you so much for listening to our show today. And thank you to Aspen Film for partnering with us on this extra special project.